PS-186 has been abandoned for so long, it's literally taken on a life of its own.
You see the trees growing out of the building?
15-year-old Dominique Mitchell is pointing to the long green branches sprouting out of the school's third floor. The five-story red brick building in the middle of West 145th Street is wide open to the elements. There are no more window panes, and pigeons fly in and out. There's a big fence to keep out intruders. But Dominique, who lives around the corner, says it was a hangout for drug dealers.
There's a lot of homeless people just, like, sleeping on the steps. Blankets, clothes. It smelled at a point in time where you didn't even want to walk on that side of the street.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Dominique is now trying to do something about the abandoned school. She's active in a local youth program called the Brotherhood Sister Soul. A few teenagers in the program have created a multimedia exhibit documenting the history of the former PS-186.
I like this one right here with the kids walking. Looks like
16-year-old Tariq Crenshaw shows some of the photos teens collected from people who went to the school when it was active and thriving.
These pictures are of students that attended the school, in the school, or functions around the school. Like, this is, I think this is the Glee Club.
This song is from an album recorded by the school's Glee Club in 1970. The kids had assistance from designers, a photographer, and a filmmaker as they collected materials and interviewed alumni. Sandra McIntyre Carter was among them. She recalled the autographs from her friends when she graduated sixth grade in 1958.
Dear Sandra, when you grow up and have twins, don't come to me for safety pins. To Sandra, when you grow up and get out of shape, remember girdles are just $2.98.
The school first opened in 1903, but by 1975, it was so run down that parents were holding protests, and the city opened a new school across the street. The Convent Avenue Baptist Church bought the old building in the 1980s with the intention of creating a new space for its M.L. Wilson Boys Club. But that never happened. The church didn't have the money, and the school continued to rot. 16-year-old Marsha Jean Charles says that was a disappointment.
People didn't really own up to what they were supposed to do to it, like turning into community center with 85% community space, and like that was never really done.
But that may be changing.
All right, everybody got a spoon?
The M.L. Wilson Boys and Girls Club, as it's now called, is still based at the Convent Avenue Baptist Church. It's located in a cramped floor of the education building. Last month, the church placed an ad requesting proposals to develop the abandoned school. The goal is to move the Boys and Girls Club to a bigger space where it can serve more kids of all ages.
The board of directors has recommitted itself to making sure that the program extends and the building is built.
Eugene Campbell is the club's executive director. He says the new space could include job training programs and tutoring. The developer would make money by leasing space out to commercial tenants. Campbell was hired last November and says he can't comment directly on complaints by some neighbors that the church neglected the school and therefore the community.
If you have a house and you own that house and someone comes into your house and says, this is the way I think your house needs to look, I don't think that's the way we would want to work. And we are talking to the community. We're talking to the community boards. We're talking to the schools. And all of that is going to be part of the development of the building and its usage.
With change in the air, the kids at the Brotherhood Sister Soul hope everyone can come together. After all, when Marsha Jean Charles envisions the future for PS-186, it sounds a lot like what the Boys and Girls Club is planning.
We just want, I think like a general term of what we want is just a space for children and people in this community to feel like they can go for help. If the M.L. Wilson's Boys Club is willing to do that for this community, then we'd completely agree to it.
The question now is whether the community will agree with the church on whatever potential developers propose. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.